So today we're going to talk about people smart with others. Be people smart, not just with your family, mm-hmm. but with others. And in a lot of ways, it's very much similar type of talking. There are thousands of nonprofits already committed to charities, built in resistance. Is this real? Free people, free ministry training. Sure, your past with this person may come into play, and now you've got a lot of dynamic things. And CLI is new and disruptive. That's yeah. You got the idea. That's going to be in these slides because it's true for family. It's true beyond that. So, given all that, fitting relationship is the key. In other words, you got to find that appropriate place. So the first thing is people participate with those in a relationship with them. Mm-hmm. You know, and when if you don't know someone at all, you don't have a lot of in depth. Like I mentioned earlier, like when I went to an event last night. I went to an event last night, and I met four people I don't know at all. And yes, they give me interest, or they've given interest in what I'm doing. But I know I'm not going to go very deep with what I'm doing right. until, hey, let's do a little golfing. Let's yeah. find out if we connect, if you're even interested in what I'm doing. Do you trust me?
Yeah.
You know, so understand that a lot of times, you know, people don't want to get spammed.
Right. Yeah. And I think having a relationship is critical to being able to have your testimony go forward, to be able to talk to them with open ears because they know you, they respect you, and they have a relationship with you.
You know, in a lot of ways, there's like a relationship leverage that I found that can be used by the Lord, like let's say you have your board of directors. Let's say someday you have a church. A lot of times what happens, I noticed when I was planting churches, there'd be somebody and they go, oh, I know Sam. Oh, really? Sam goes there? Okay, so they'll actually try a few things based yeah. upon the leverage. If they call that name dropping. But, you know, that's the negative way to look at it. There is a positive way to look at it.
Yeah.
Sometimes if so-and-so thinks it's respectable, I might think it's respectable too.
Yeah.
So there are these dynamics in people smart that, you know, can help you, or if they don't like that person, they can actually hurt you.
Yeah. Yeah,
so
that's
I've
true.
Had people that were associated with some of my ministries. Oh, I don't like that person. They're like,
right.
Okay. Their local interests and how they connect are critical. So, again, if someone is your first impression and they are totally turned off, and you just right away, and I know I've made mistakes in ministry where I'll just go after the jugular vein to get them right to, hey, and that's like way too soon.
Yeah.
And then they, from that point, I've got a lot of redoing mm-hmm. to make up because I didn't pay attention to first impressions.
Right. So not only do you have to build a relationship, but you have to, you know, change their thought process of you, which is a lot of work to try
yeah.
and dig yourself out of a hole, which is why, you know, we're going over these slides as well.
I tell you, God is so gracious because I dug myself in many holes. Well, okay, and I think that's a good point to mention.
Yeah.
It's better to be bold and try things and dig yourself out of a couple holes, never have to dig a hole.
Yeah.
Because the human nature and spiritual warfare, if you're not digging yourself out of a few holes, you know, you're probably not doing anything.
And I think people are forgiving, you know. I mean,
yeah.
you're not, it's not like you can do anything where it's like, oh, I'll never talk to this person or think, you know. I mean, I think that you have to be, don't let that truth stop you from going forward. You know, use that to encourage you that even if you do make mistakes, you can learn from them, grow from them, and just dig yourself.
Oh, I made this huge mistake last October with somebody. So I took a little bit of a risk, and that person was sitting around this big table. I wanted to, you know, form a relationship, and that person, she lost her husband 3 years ago, and she's in this big group, and I knew one or two of the other people in this big group, sort of a table of 10.
Mm-hmm.
So, lo and behold, you know, I say something, just kind of like, you know, gain a rapport and all of that, and I said, oh, where's your husband?
Oh.
Now, I mean, I'm 61, and I dug a hole.
Yeah. Okay?
So I felt really bad about it and everything like that. And all winter, there were times I thought about it, mm-hmm. just a little bit, like, oh. So I prayed. I said, Lord, may you be glorified through this all. So we came back from Michigan, and we were at the Sam's Club.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like in America, it's like a place where you get food and other items. And I saw her there, and I said, okay, Lord, I've been praying about this, you know. So I went over to where she was, and I gave her like a little hi, and she did that sort of like, I'm so mad at you, look mm-hmm. the other way thing. Okay. So it wasn't the time.
Yeah.
So then I prayed about it, and the last night at this meeting I was telling you about I was at,
mm-hmm.
On the other side of the room, there she was at another meeting. This time I'm in Grand Rapids, about 45 miles from here.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, you know what? So the person did their little presentation. I walked right over. I looked her in the eyes, and I said, you know what? Last October, I said something that probably came off very cruel to you. And you did look like somebody else I knew, and I just had sort of a brain moment, and I apologized to you. And I just, and now, and she's a widow, and she was going to another widow. So here I did this whole apology thing right in the middle. Well, we got into this wonderful talk.
Wow.
It's opened the door for so much. Now, I tell this long story that's taken like 3 minutes to tell that, you know, the Lord can use, you might find yourself getting in a hole, but you're out there.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we're people. We make mistakes. We say things that probably, you know, we shouldn't have, or we'll get enthusiastic in times. We get, you know, it's too much. And I mean, I think the takeaway is, you know, you're going to grow.
Yeah.
You never stop growing.
Yeah.
You know?
And who knows what the Lord is going to do. I have a phrase I've been using from my dad. He used to sing this old song. It is no secret what God can do. What he's done for others, he'll do for you.
Yeah.
And I just always know that the Lord is at work in a very powerful way. So the next thing, tying into their dream is essential. And again, there, you know, is there a connection to you?
Mm-hmm.
If they have absolutely no interest in God, and no interest in anyone who might be interested in God, and they have no interest in you as a person, there's a phrase in the Influence Smart class that it's very non-influential to talk about something that someone is not interested in.
Yeah, that's
okay,
true.
Okay, so don't try to, like, you know, now I know you're not interested, but will you see this one more time?
right.
Is, you know, you are serving them. They are not just helping you. Okay, this is a really important point. And this is a point that Rich DeVos himself, my first mentor in ministry, shared with me. He said, a lot of times when you're promoting things, you're feeling like it's about you.
Mm.
Like, you know, you're trying to get the message out, and if it doesn't help, I'm a failure. Or I really love to raise resources for free ministry training shared in places like Africa and India, where there's literally very little resources. And, you know, and so I'm here, and you know what? I'd love to make this my work, because if this is my work, then I can do more ministry. And so you can feel sort of in that position where then everybody who you talk with, it's about you. And one of the things that Rich shared with me, like when you share something, it is a blessing for them to hear what you have to say.
Mm-hmm.
And if they say no, it's not personal.
Right, yeah.
You've tried to bless them because you know that you have access to the Lord, to the message of the gospel, to a free ministry training opportunity, for a way someone can support free ministry training that will multiply their legacy to multiply more leaders.
Mm-hmm.
So he always goes, don't make that about you as the promoter.
Mm-hmm.
It's about the benefits that they get.
Yeah, and that's very true. You know, I think it's not focusing on what you do, it's focusing on why you do it, you know, and I think it's a step outside of that, but that's a really good point.
So here are the steps. Step one, inform. Schedule meetings to update your friends or community leaders on the train as it relates to local church involvement, to any local church involvement. Share your testimony on the benefits you're receiving from the train. Again, it's very similar to the last slides, last presentation about your family. Share that CLI has opened local opportunities for promoting local ministry training, and you're part of it.
Mm-hmm.
Ask if they know of anyone who would be interested in either the training or involvement in promoting the cause of free ministry training. And again, it's very similar to what we talked about with family.
Yeah.
Here's what I'm into. Here's my testimony. Do you know of anybody who might be interested? And see where it goes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Not complicated. So then the same thing, oh, right here, but this one, the same thing goes here. Ask if they can. You can include them in an email list or snail mail list. Ask how many communications they want to receive yearly or monthly. And this is really where you can send, and we'll work with you. Mitchell and this team will work with you in sending out. If someone wants to support the ministry,
mm-hmm.
we will send them a newsletter.
Yeah. Yeah.
So they might say, you know, I might want to put that on my yearly giving list. Okay, great. Then we'll make sure that you know the appropriate connections are made, and then we will send them support materials.
Yeah.
You won't have to do all that.
Yeah.
We will help you do all that. Step three is follow up. Go through the open doors. It could be the follow up could be ministry training opportunity. It could be mission giving opportunity. But again, be transparent that you are a mission multiplier.
Mm-hmm.
And people are not going to have a problem with that.
No.
Because they know that you have a cause and a calling. And they maintain relationships. Everyone needs attention. Local meetings and teams for free ministry training. You know, and I kind of like that, where eventually you could actually develop a whole ministry training region mm-hmm. where... You know, what if you started and then you found others who wanted to start, they became mission multipliers and you actually had a mission multiplier team.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think that goes back to don't prejudge any circumstance, you know, and go into it with wide open expectations of where God can take it.
So what are your takeaways for today, Mitchell, as you've kind of gone through this presentation?
Yeah, I mean, I think the biggest takeaway, and hopefully you guys can see it too, and we've talked about it, it's very similar. I mean, it's not, you know, it's not rocket science, the process itself, so it's important not to overthink, and I would encourage you to treat, you know, go into that first step with the family, give your presentation, get feedback, but make sure to keep that same level of casual, you know, you don't want to go into it, you know, nervous or anything, you know. Take it as if you're talking with your family members, and it's going to be the same process that you implemented with them. So hopefully the time that you go in with that first meeting with your family, it can cool your nerves down a little bit, show that the reality is it's not as scary as it might seem if you're nervous about it, and then just utilize that same techniques with people outside, you know, that next step of your comfort zone.
And you will get more confident and more confident as time goes on.
Yeah.
And it will also change you in a really good way.
Yeah.
You'll go beyond limits that you've set for yourself, and pretty soon you will see, once you see one or two or three impacts of people are now in ministry training, somebody's excited, someone starts giving toward, you know, sharing the gospel, it's really powerful. So, and we know you can do it.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to talk next time about people smart for denominational leaders. Let's say, or your pastor, or someone who's in the world of church, and they already have a ministry training commitments to like a seminary.
Yeah.
Well, there's a people smart there as well.